Hey there, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse Magazine.
Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we're hearing from two heavyweights on Adventures in Odyssey, Townsend Coleman and Andre Stoica.
Andre, of course, voices John Avery Whitaker, and Townsend voices his son, Jason.
They're both in this month's episode of the Odyssey Adventure Club.
We'll have a preview later in the podcast, but now let's hear from Andre and Townsend. Andre and Townsend, thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, great to be here.
Well, both of you have been on the podcast before, so if people want to hear your stories about breaking into the voiceover business or getting started on Odyssey, we'll have links to our previous podcasts online. But today, let's start by talking about a new episode, To the Ends of the Earth. This was a very physically demanding episode. Do you enjoy recording stories that are high action? And what are the challenges of recording an action show maybe versus a more relational show?
Well, I happen to like action shows because my outside of Odyssey, a lot of my recording deals with action in historical adventures, the audiobooks that I produce. So I'm particularly attracted to this kind of a dramatic situation. Yes, I love that show. I love doing the show.
Yeah, for me, action shows are just great fun because, you know, necessarily as an actor, you have to use your imagination like crazy. And imagine all the action that's going around you, even though you're just sitting in a recording studio with a microphone.
Yeah, Townsend, you did The Tick for how many seasons?
That was three.
Yeah, a lot of action, a lot of grunts, and
a lot of spoon.
Now, Townsend, there's a scene in this episode where you fall out of a tree. How did you record that scene without getting injured? Because I didn't see any branches in the studio.
Well, again, like I was saying, you got to use your imagination. And I remember when we recorded that scene, Jason gets quite hurt falling out of this tree. And I was imagining a tree that was, I guess, quite a bit taller than Nathan had in mind. And so I, you know, just imagined myself falling and falling and falling and falling and did that in such a way that made it sound like I was just crashing through branch after branch. And Nathan had to cut me off and say, wait, Townsend, the tree's not quite that high.
So it wasn't a redwood, is what he's saying.
You get hurt, but you don't get completely slaughtered coming down this thing.
Oh, funny.
Andre, our listeners might not realize you've done a lot of traveling. Your interest in history has actually taken you to a lot of different places. Does that experience affect your performance in a show like this?
Oh, of course it does. You know, you get out of your comfort zone that we're all in when we're around our familiar surroundings of home. And if you've traveled a bit, you become more adaptable to whatever area you're in.
And yet one of the things that kind of tied into this episode was a trip you took not to a foreign country, but to Florida.
Yeah. Well, that was mosquitoes. We were talking about mosquito netting in this episode, and I was remembering where my wife and I were in a restaurant in the Everglades National Park in Florida, and it was at sunset, and they were selling mosquito spray. And I said, well, are we going to need mosquito spray? It doesn't look like very many mosquitoes when we came in here. And he said, well, as you're about to find out, there are a lot of mosquitoes out there, and they all appear at sunset. And so my wife and I had to literally run from the restaurant to our car.
Wow.
And several mosquitoes were trapped in the car with us. And as I turned the headlights on, it had gotten dark very quickly, turned the headlights out on the car, we were driving down the road that was... And the headlights were the only light in that area, and you could just see a swarm of mosquitoes ahead of us. We were just cutting through them.
Had you taken your malaria pills?
No. It was quite an experience.
That's right. Hopefully you're safe in Florida. Exactly. The two of you play father-son in this episode, and in most episodes. So do you draw on your own experiences as a father or a son to make these scenes sound natural?
Oh, sure.
I draw upon my experience as a father and a son when I'm working with Andre in these scenes, for sure. Certainly, you know, relationally, draw upon that as an actor.
You know, you're always drawing on emotions that you felt at some time in your life. And as everyone who is a parent who's listening to this knows, there is a great deal of emotion packed into dealing with your children.
Yeah.
So I draw on that reservoir of feelings. I draw on that when I'm dealing with my son and the show.
Well, you've both been on the show quite a while, long enough to know your characters very well. Does that lend itself to some ad-libbing in the studio?
Well, we certainly have fun in the studio and mess around some, but I doubt much of that ever ends up in the radio show because, you know, these scripts are so well written that perhaps we might make an adjustment or two with a word here or there. But as far as ad-libbing, no. They're written, you know, really solidly and tightly right from the beginning. So not too much ad-libbing makes its way in.
I will say this, though, that because this is radio and the production team wants it to sound as real as it can be, when they write a line, they know that a human being delivering that line will maybe stumble on the line, will ease into the line, there will be certain breath sounds. That's the way we are as human beings, and they're the kind of people that allow us to inhabit that kind of sound. So yes, I'm thrilled that they allow me to not ad lib words, but just ad lib breaths and just the sounds that make it real.
Yeah, and that make Wit who he is. I mean, Wit and Jason are such iconic characters who have really had so many different experiences on the show. So for each of you, what makes them fun to play?
It's not going to sound corny, but I think Wit is a kind of an idealized version of what I wish I was. You know, he's wise beyond his years. He has a great sense of spirituality. He has a sense of morality, and he's the kind of person that, you know, we all look up to, and we try to be, but we're never quite as good as he is. And yet he's human. He's human too. He has his own feelings, and so it's great to play that kind of a person.
Yeah, as far as playing Jason, his character has always had a great sort of sense of adventure about him. He can tend to be a bit impetuous and impulsive, but grounded and down to earth as well. And so I like to say or think that there's a bit of me infused into who Jason is. And so it's a very easy, very natural character for me to play.
Are you feeling adventurous today? Because we've got some
right
questions. We've got some questions from fans, actually. Here's one from Kaylee. She contacted us on Facebook, and she wants to know, she said, if you could be any other character besides the one that you play, who would it be? That's a good one.
Well, I can tell you, the first character that pops into my mind is Wooten. and not that I could ever play it, because you can't touch Jess Harnell. He is hilarious and has just made that character come alive with a life that I certainly never could. But I think the reason that I would love to think that I could play that is just because Jess makes it so fun and so hilarious. Wooten is such a great character and makes me laugh.
How about you, Andre?
Me too. No, I'm very happy playing the role that I've got. I'm kind of the rock that keeps everybody in line, and I'm very comfortable with that position.
Yeah, I thought Andre was going to say he wanted to play Connie.
I was sort of expecting somebody to say that. You know, she's... Hey, Townsend, you said your very first episode, A Name Not a Number, was your favorite. Is that still your most memorable?
Well, I used to say that because it was my very first, and it was my most memorable, and, you know, it was when I got introduced to Odyssey and the whole AIO family. But, yeah, there have been favorite memorable episodes since then. Sure, I love the whole Green Ring conspiracy. Great fun to do. And The Labyrinth was a really fun couple of episodes to do as well, just because, you know, I rarely get to play other characters on Odyssey other than Jason, but in those couple of episodes got to do the Grinder, the Stiletto, and so when I get to sort of step outside my normal thing there, it gets fun. And so those were great episodes to work on too.
How about for you, Andre? What's your favorite?
Well, for me, I had two that I liked. One I thought was very touching. That's when Connie's mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I think that affected all of us in the studio in a way that nothing ever has. It was so out of life and so real and so moving that I still remember it to this very day.
Yeah.
The other one was this one. And I liked this particular episode mainly because, you know, I'm getting to be an older person, and people look at older people, and they don't think that they're as agile as they used to be. And I like the idea that Whit was out there in the jungle and holding his own, and that was a good thing. So I like that a lot.
Well, I'm sure we'd love to see Whit in more adventures like that in the future, so brace yourself. Stay in good shape there.
That's right.
Well, Andre, let's start with you. Here's another question from a listener. Leia writes, I've always wanted to ask the actors what type of scene is the most fun to record.
Well, for me, it's an interpersonal scene where I'm involved with another person vocally, where what we're trying to do is to create an intimacy, because what an actor is trying to do is not act. An actor is trying to create reality, and that's a real challenge when you're confronted with those kinds of scenes.
Hmm. How about you, Townsend?
Action scenes are always great fun to do, but it's the relational scenes. I remember a number of times in the studio in scenes with Andre, you know, between Jason and his dad, where they get very tender and very emotional. And I would say that those are probably more meaningful to me, and because of that, more enjoyable to do, more... They go deeper, you know, and to try and recreate or create, I should say, a moment and take these words off a page and make them come alive to a listener is really, really rewarding.
Hmm. Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that it more is on your shoulders, perhaps, that you don't have special effects and things kind of coming in, maybe a little bit of music to enhance the moment, but that a lot of what's happening there is strictly between the actors?
Yeah, and that's the really wonderful thing about radio drama, you know, as opposed to, you know, actually seeing the actors and their faces on screen, is that it opens the listener up to a whole new dimension of having to just use their imagination. There's something really wonderfully rewarding about this kind of acting.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's another question from a listener, and this one is from Jasmine Jewell. And she asks...
I love that name.
I know. Do you listen to the episodes after you record them?
Absolutely. The Odyssey producers are very nice to us, and they send us the CDs when they're released. And I listen to them in the car when I'm driving around, and it's a great place to listen because I hear myself, and I'm saying... Did I really do that? I could have been a little bit better. And I'm my own worst critic, you know, so it gives me an opportunity to polish the character.
Okay, I will say that I occasionally listen to them. It's weird, but I'm not a big fan of my own work. And when I say that, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but it's sometimes difficult for me to listen to or watch stuff that I've done. Just because I do tend to be so critical, and I can look at it and then, you know, wish that I had done things differently. But
well, the fans love you guys. So if you ever start feeling a little insecure, you can always go on, take a look at the message boards, and see some of the things that people are saying about the show and your role in it. I mean, Jason and Whit are so important to the fans. And speaking of which, have you had some interactions maybe over the years with fans who have recognized you and wanted to just let you know how much you mean to them?
Yeah, for me, certainly, I've had just some terrific interactions with fans over the years, whether it's been meeting them in Colorado Springs or for the 25th live show down in Dallas.
Oh,
which
was
amazing. Fabulous.
Yeah.
And just seeing some of the letters that come in from fans and emails that come in from fans, as well as some of the folks who've actually come to some of the recording sessions just to watch us record. It's always a kick to meet fans that way. And also, I remember getting the opportunity to come to Colorado Springs to Focus's headquarters for the Make-A-Wish Foundation to be able to, you know, see some of these kids whose dream was to come to Focus, where they make Adventures in Odyssey, because the child and their family are huge fans of the show. To meet them in that setting is even more special.
Mm-hmm.
The fans are just terrific.
Oh yeah, and Townsend, you're always so fantastic interacting with those families and giving those kids that memorable moment of, you know, meeting Jason, meeting somebody who has impacted them, and you know, just me being on the peripheral watching that has been special, just to see you interact with the fans in those ways.
Well, I have to tell you, Jess, it's as memorable and meaningful and impactful for me, maybe more so than it is for them, because mm-hmm. it's just humbling. You know, to think that what we get to do for, you know, for a living, and it's such a joy for us, has an impact on other folks.
Well, Henri and Townsend, we are extremely pleased that you're part of this.
Absolutely.
And you are a huge part. And thank you so much for your time and for being back on the podcast and what you did in this episode. This is a fantastic episode that I know our listeners are going to enjoy.
Well, I think they will. It's a very exciting episode.
No more falling out of trees for me.
That's right.
You can hear Andre and Townsend in To the Ends of the Earth this month in the Odyssey Adventure Club. And this episode is based on several true stories from Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Ah, very cool. Let's hear a preview now.
This month, only on the Odyssey Adventure Club, Whit and Jason deliver Bibles to a remote village in Papua.
It will be a special celebration as we receive the Word of God.
But their celebration is cut short.
Since you doubt the existence of the spirits, you leave me no choice but to arouse their anger.
It's an exciting adventure in far-off lands. That's this month, only in the Odyssey Adventure Club.
You can join the Odyssey Adventure Club today by visiting oaclub.org. And don't forget, a portion of your monthly membership goes to benefit relief organizations, including Mission Aviation Fellowship.
And if you want to learn more about Townsend, we'll be featuring him on a fall cover of Adventures in Odyssey Clubhouse magazine. Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation to Focus on the Family.
That website again is oaclub.org, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.